Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're only gone for one season.
You're not really doing that.
Ridiculous.
Can I make another suggestion? Why don't we just do another season of Quarterback?
I'm in if you're in.
I'm in.
Did you really think Quarterback was going anywhere?
You're for the drama. I believe that was the voice of Kirk Cousins, Joe Burrow, and let me pull up my other quarterback here that's going to be Jared. Are all in season two of Netflix Quarterback series.
I need to talk to Terry Fontenot pretty immediately.
Like, urgently, yes.
Right now.
Netflix never should be allowed inside the gates of Flowery Branch again. Ever. Never, ever, ever again should Netflix's cameras be allowed on site at Flowery Branch, because every time it goes wrong for us, Marcus Mariota does his little thing, and then that whole thing plays out. Kirk Cousins does the thing, and we saw that worked out. So never again should Netflix be allowed inside the gates of Flowery Branch.
Are you more intrigued now to watch, especially with Kirk Cousins, in light of everything that went on this past season and this offseason now?
Yes.
Because he did it with the Vikings, right? Wasn't that his first go-around with this series? And I think this should be quite interesting.
That was the main voyage.
I don't know what they're going to put out there in terms of all the chaos that ensued after.
They did it all, Tiff, with the Marcus Mariota stuff. Like, they were pretty in depth. He talked about it.
Oh, man.
And that was the maiden voyage for this Peyton Manning-produced show. That was the first quarterback. Remember last year they did receiver, or for the 2023 season they did receiver, and that we saw it came out last spring, and I didn't finish it because it just wasn't as interesting to me. I mean, I thought it was good, but
yeah,
there, to your point, Tiff, the storyline, I didn't know that there was a storyline coming like what happened with Mariota.
Yeah.
And now with Cousins, I know that there's one coming, and you got to see it, right?
And Bo, real quick, just to your point about Marcus Mariota and how the Falcons shouldn't want the Netflix back in the gates of a Flowery Branch. Kirk Cousins shouldn't want to do Quarterback anymore again. Because you remember in that first season of Quarterback, that was the season he tore his Achilles.
No, was it?
Yeah, that season of Quarterback. He tore his Achilles. I'm pretty sure that season.
No.
I think it was.
No, the 23 is when he tore it.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
22 is when they went to the playoffs and they lose in there.
Oh. Okay.
Because you got to remember it's
right.
it airs the spring after the season.
Right. So if they covered him last year's quarterback, then they wouldn't have had him the year before. No, I'm with y'all. It's going to be eye-opening. My biggest question is going to be, when did the cameras start rolling? Like, at what point in last year's timeline did he agree to do this and they sent cameras? Like, how early in the offseason was it? And because
It starts in camp. I'm a positive it starts in camp.
I couldn't remember the year before when they started following these guys. And I'm, you know, it's not going to be, there's no doubt that it's not going to be early enough for like draft reaction from Kirk Cousins' camp, you know, on what they were doing in the draft. But, you know, I'd love to see some of the interaction originally around him and Michael Penix. And it's just going to be fascinating, man. There's no doubt about it. It's going to be fascinating. I will be plugged in to watching this.
Do you think that, Mike, this is PR control a little bit? Are people's opinions going to change of him in Atlanta after they see this?
They could, but I don't know. I think it's hard to answer that question right now. Now, I will say, if after the Saints game, if we're watching this guy, you know, nursing ribs or nursing a shoulder and getting in the cold tub, that is going to be eye-opening.
Well,
like, that is going to be like, holy crap.
Hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
I agree, but I don't 100% agree. Not after the Saints game, because we know he got treatment. We know he was on the injury report then. I say after or leading up to the Chargers game, during the bye week.
Didn't they call it a clerical error?
Yeah.
He did. And I don't want to
I know. That's
I don't want to go down
that's
this road. He called it a clerical error, but we know he got treatment. He was on the injury report all week. See, that's the thing that
No, but that makes sense. And it would be interesting to see if he was getting treatment after calling something a clerical
we
error.
We know he got treatment. That's why he was on the injury report. That's my point.
No, I know, but he called it a clerical error.
I know that's what he called it, but the fact
am
of the
I
matter
making
I know you guys are making sense, but what I'm trying to say is It is 100% fact he got treatment from the team the week of the Denver game, which was the week after the Saints game. That's the only reason why he was on the injury report by the team.
Yeah, we're just saying
his words.
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
So that won't be interesting to me. I know he got treatment. The team has told you he got treatment. It's 100. That's not.
It would be interesting because of his words. That's what we're saying.
I know, but what I think is, what I'm trying to say is, it will be more interesting. Is during the bye week, did he get treatment on his own? During the week of the Chargers game, is there anything in there where he's getting treatment? Because that proves his point that he was still injured, but he just didn't go to the team, or it disproves. See what I'm saying?
Yes, I still don't know if we're on the same page, but I will say that any of the above is going to be eye-opening for me. Any of the continued treatment, and I don't know that they're going to show that. Netflix is not.
They're going to protect him.
I mean, this whole show is run by Peyton and Eli, right? I mean, like, they understand what's going on. They're, you know, they have value in making sure that, remember now, this is a series that could not find quarterbacks 2 years ago. So they're not going to do anything moving forward that's going to cause other quarterbacks to be like, nah, I ain't doing that.
Well, I also think that you may remember that they're allowed access into an NFL building. So they're not going to.
Correct.
They're not going to bite the hand that feeds them, which is not just the quarterbacks, but also the league.
I'm also talking about the Giants offseason one, too, from Hard Knocks last year, where nobody wants to do Hard Knocks anymore. Everybody's like, dude, Hard Knocks spring, why would I do that? They look like idiots in New York.
They've replayed
right now.
That clip so many times.
A million times.
But I do want to say, the only reason I think you signed up to do this again, well, maybe to get that bag, but also it's PR.
Yeah.
Like, I think you're doing it to, in some way, maybe change your image of what when you got all this money, you got hurt. There was some drama with the clerical error stuff. Team not being happy with that. You asked for a meeting to be released. So I think you signed up for this again to try to put your narrative out there.
But wouldn't he have signed up before any of that stuff happened though? Like, don't you have to agree earlier?
I don't know.
Think you'd have to. He had already made that decision.
They already been.
You
do. You're right.
Cameras
are
already
right.
Following.
You're
you
right.
Do. It just so happens that. But you bring up a good point in the fact of the matter. It just so happens that it helped. I think Marcus Mariota was able to tell his side of what happened when he quit
but
or didn't
Mike's
quit.
To Mike's point, he's right. Yeah, we don't know. We don't know it. Yeah. I don't know when you.
It was already in there, but it did help him. It did help him tell his tale, which helped. Which is one of the reasons why I think some guys didn't want to do it, but also probably why you're able to get guys to do it again because of that. Somebody asked, ATL D-Bird on Twitter just said, hey, you think because that's happened during the season, we'll get an insider view on what happened with Burrow and his house. And I think it has to be a storyline.
Wow.
Because their home life, remember Patrick Mahomes was His wife was pregnant with a baby, and they were building a house. And remember Kirk's? He went through the house and did all that stuff, tour of his little trophy room and everything. Yeah. I think it has to be. I just think – I know it – I want to clarify real quick, though, before I know we're going to get to the rule stuff. The thing for me is clerical error or not, that was his words, not the team's. And we know he got treatment. That's the only reason why he was on the report from the team the week of the Denver game. To me, I want to see what was changed in his treatment, or because we know he gets his own massages, and if they have any footage there and it's on there by him saying, "Yeah, my shoulder still hurt. Can you work on it?" That kind of stuff.
So would that change?
I was going to say, I guess maybe you and I are talking about two different timelines. And Tiff, too, don't you want to know if he lied?
Yeah,
about the clear color.
But
where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
I know he lied about the clerical error.
Why are you yelling?
Because that's the only... Because
he's going to be caught in a lie.
That's the point Mike is making.
I understand, but it's fine if you know it. We know it. The NFL rule is the only reason he showed up on that injury report was because he got treatment.
We get that. We're just making the point that it's literally like me telling you
that depends on how they protect him. That's the only point that we're making. To me, if that's but that's the thing is, there's no doubt he lied. That's not, I don't even think that's up for debate anymore. He lied. We know he lied.
If you went to him right now, do you think he would admit that he lied about the clerical
error? Well, I guess it depends on if I'm on the record or not.
Well,
you'll be on the record if you're on film.
That's
what
we're talking about.
But hold on. If they're filming his day-to-day, that's on them whether they want to release it or not.
I agree. That's what we're saying.
We don't know what's to come.
But you're never going to get him say it. He's never going to say it, but if he's in treatment... I'm not agreeing with you. I'm just saying that.
Literally, we started the conversation by saying if he's in treatment. So how are you not agreeing with
him? He was in treatment. If it's showing or not, that's on Netflix.
All right, we got
what I want to see if they show him getting treatment on his own, which is the bigger issue about his shoulder. That's what I want to see if they'll show. We know he got treatment. He lied about it. It's not about that week. It's about the following weeks.
I'm not going to answer you. Let's move on because evidently you can't hear me.
You're not. Again, this is where you get in your zone. You refuse to listen to what I'm saying.
What? What?
He, He did it. He did this when you were out.
No,
one day.
One of us in a zone refusing to listen
it's
right
you.
Now.
It's
definitely
I don't
you.
Give a damn about the week of Denver.
We know
I
you
care
don't.
About the following weeks, yeah, whether
we,
he look, got
again, treated, we have to move on.
Whether yeah. they were willing to release footage of him showing on his own with his little personal masseuse. We know he lied. There's no doubt. You want to talk about rules?
Yeah, I do.
Anything that gets you to stop talking right now, that'd be great.
My head hurts. All right, so the Lions have proposed a playoff seeding by record, not division winners. So that's a significant change that they are bringing to the NFL. And this was according to a list of potential rule changes that the league released on Wednesday. So under the proposal, the division winner with the conference's best record would still receive the number one overall seed. But after that, teams would be stacked by records regardless of whether they won their divisions or received wild cards.
Yeah, and look, I think their angle on this is if you play in the toughest division in football and, you know, you're having to travel for, a first-round game or whatever it may be, whatever the circumstances are, that's not fair. I don't necessarily agree with this rule change, although I think it's likely that it could push through. But there are different circumstances. And I don't say that just because we're NFC South fans around here. I know that, if you're a part of that division or some of the other tougher divisions in football, you're rolling your eyes going, of course, the NFC South doesn't, they don't like this rule. No, but I think that, look, there's always ups and downs. There's wheeze and woes. You respond directly, usually, to, the other teams in your division and what they have going on. If they've got a strong defensive line, you better have a strong offensive line, vice versa. So there's just another set of circumstances. It's, if it happens, okay, I'll move on. But I don't like
it. It's a stupid rule. If you're going to do this, you might as well go straight to the NBA thing where divisions don't matter and you don't win. You don't win based on – you don't get in the play. The NBA, you don't get in the playoffs if you can win your division, I get in the playoffs. I mean, that's stupid. It's ignorant. I don't want it. I don't have a wholeheartedly against this.
Yeah, same.
I think it's fine. I think it shows that the Lions were they knew they were one. They were a loss away from being the sixth seed or the five seed or whatever it was. So yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.